Hey you guys, what's up? How are you all doing today? Happy May. I can't believe I'm already saying this. Like, how is it already May? And why do I need a cough? Fun fact, I had to re-record this like a million times. Because for some reason, I don't know what's up with tonight, but there's been a lot of airplanes passing by. My neighbors are sitting outside, they're super loud. And apparently cars want to be loud. It's not even the weekend and there's so many sounds going on. And it's really getting on my nerves. And I even posted a blooper about it. I didn't cut it, I want you guys to see me raging. Or hear me raging. And I'm gonna upload the blooper. I don't know if it's gonna be before this ramble or after, but it's gonna be the only blooper I upload this month, so you're gonna know what I'm talking about when it comes out. But guys, I'm not even joking. It's been hell. Like, I don't know what's going on, but I guess the whole world knows I'm trying to record and they're against me. But anyways, moving on from that, I hope you're all having an amazing month so far. An amazing May. I'm currently recording in the beginning of May, so honestly, probably not the best time to record a ramble, but I can't record it towards the end of the month because I'm going to be traveling. In my last ramble, I talked about how I was going to Niagara Falls and I ended up going. You guys, it was so beautiful, but smaller than I expected. I don't know why. I don't know if it's pictures that deceived me or whatever, but I wouldn't say I was underwhelmed. It was absolutely beautiful and I took so many cute pictures, but it wasn't anything special, is what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't know, I wasn't wowed. I was like, oh, this is so pretty. But, like, I was kind of bored, if I'm being honest. And, I mean, I know that there isn't much to do in Canada. Unless there is, let me know, guys. Because I live close to Canada. And if I want to go, I can. But I didn't have a lot of fun. And we only went for one day. We were originally going to stay at the night there, but then we realized we were bored, and we were like, we're not going to stay here, so we ended up coming back, but it was really pretty. I took a lot of pictures, I had fun, the weather was beautiful. I was so scared it was going to rain that day, thankfully it didn't, and I loved it. I loved the fact that I went with my cousins, because we don't get to take a lot of cousin trips like that. They work a lot, and so do I. So it's hard to find a time that actually works for all of us. So the fact that it did, and we went and had a fun time together, that was what really made it for me. But now at the end of May, I'm choosing to go to Florida, which is where I go literally all the time. Because Florida is where the real summer is at. Like, that's where you go get tanned. And you just, like, sit by the beach, read a book. It's so pretty. Because in the state where I live, we don't have a lot of beaches, we only have lakes. Lakes are beautiful, and they're a lot safer in my opinion and cleaner. The beach can be a little scary, that's a whole different topic we're not going to get into, but lakes are definitely pretty and calm. But I have moments where I want to be at the beach, and I want to hear the sound of the waves, and I want to see all the obnoxious seagulls, and I want to feel the sand, and so being at the beach, it's kind of like a love-hate relationship. It's kind of relaxing when you get to just, like, lay down and enjoy the sounds and the breeze. But it's annoying swimming in the water. Like, that's what I don't like. But then also, if you don't swim, you get so hot. And I can't tan without, like, having a wet... Like, I can't... How do I word this properly? I can't tan. Oh my god, I can't talk. I can't tan if my skin is not wet. You know? Because that's just unbearable. It's torture. So that's what sucks about it. Like, I'd very much rather be in the pool because I'm less scared and paranoid. Last time I swam in the beach, this was in Daytona, which was ew. I'm never going to Daytona Beach again, but it was the closest option at the time. We went there and I got bit by a jellyfish on my hand. It was so painful. And you know how they say, like, you're supposed to pee on it and that helps? I did that when I was showering and it actually fucking helped. I was like, what? My hand doesn't hurt anymore. Like, what kind of sorcery? Like, what is going on? I was so shocked, but screw that jellyfish. I swear that day I was like, I'm never going in the fucking beach again. because there's so many creatures. And recently, I found out there's beach worms in the sand. Ooh, oh my god, my skin is crawling as I'm talking about it. But like, that is so gross and so scary. And also, another thing I'm scared of is sharks. I've been seeing so many videos of sharks swimming, like, so close to people by the fucking sand. Like, I'm not even joking. What? Why are sharks so close to shore? Like, what's happening? I know that's their home, obviously. Like, beaches are their homes. But the fact that they get so close like that, that's terrifying. Because imagine you're swimming and a shark is approaching you and you don't know that. Oh my god, no. It's so scary to think about. But my toxic trait is thinking that I can befriend a shark. I don't know, I feel like sharks are kind of cute. Am I the only one? Like, their faces are adorable. But I know they'll fucking eat me if they see me. But they're still so cute. And I know there are some friendly sharks out there. Some. You know, let's add emphasis on some. But, yeah, it can definitely be scary thinking about all of the fish and the creatures that are in the water and the mysteries of the ocean. Like, ooh, the fact that they haven't discovered anything from the ocean is so scary to me, because God knows what's in there. Only God knows. Like, ooh, I don't even like to think about it. I feel like I'd prefer to go to space, if I'm being honest. Like, space and aliens are probably less terrifying. But anyways, moving on from that. Oh my gosh, I went totally off track. So yeah, I'm going to Florida. I'm most likely gonna go to a different beach. I remember I went to Clearwater Beach. It was beautiful. I loved it. Although, I'm not quite sure if I want to go to a beach. I'm still thinking about it. I know for a fact that the hotel I'm staying in has a pool, which is nice. I get to sit by the pool. Hopefully it's a nice one, because I've never been to this hotel. So, yeah, I don't know. I decided to just go, me and my sister, and have a little girl trip, me and her. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. The weather where I live right now has been very pretty. It's been in the 60s, 70s, and even 80s, and it's sunny. I'm getting that vitamin D, and I'm really enjoying the weather, but it's not hot enough, not to the point where I can get tanned. And I know for a fact, if I go to Florida, I'm gonna burn. I already have the aloe vera prepared, which, by the way, if you didn't know, aloe vera helps with sunburns. So if you're someone that gets sunburnt, please make sure you use aloe vera, and make sure you put it in the fridge as well, because it feels so nice when you put it on your skin. So, I stocked up on the aloe vera. Oh my gosh, my neighbors need to shut up. Go to sleep. It's like literally 11 p.m. Anyways, stock up on aloe vera. It really does help. And it feels super nice and soothing on the skin. So yeah, most likely in my next ramble, which will be in June. That's insane. Wow, a June ramble. I can't believe it. I'll most likely talk about my trip with you. Hopefully, if I get to go, you know, because you never know what happens. But yeah, I'm excited. I've been looking for some new summer clothes. It's been very tough finding new summer clothes for some reason. Like, why are they not making anything cute? They're not making anything nice. And I've been going to the mall a lot, just trying to find stuff to take with me, and I haven't found anything. Like, even the swimsuits, they're not that good. Like, I've been ordering some stuff online. I don't know how that's gonna be, but I prefer to see something in person before ordering it online, so I know if I like it. Because if there's anything you need to know about me, it is that I hate, with every fiber of my body, I hate returning stuff to, like, UPS. Oh my god, don't even... I'm literally cringing thinking about it. I absolutely hate returning anything. I hate printing labels. I hate going through that hassle. But I do find a lot more stuff online than I do in person. Newer stuff as well. And, yeah. So, I've been really enjoying online shopping lately. Which is crazy, I never thought I'd say that. Because I'm always thinking about how the world has changed so much. I mean, I'm only in my early 20s, but I saw so many changes in the world. You know, growing up in the 2000s, And now, it's just insane. Because when I was little, we didn't have phones. I mean, we did. We had, like, I remember the first phone we ever had was, what, Nokia? Like, you know, those small phones. And I remember there was BlackBerry. By the way, the BlackBerry phones are so cute. Oh, there's an airplane passing. Okay, sorry, I had to cut that off because I didn't want you to listen to the airplane. It's so obnoxious, but, yeah, so back then, I basically watched the phones become what they are now, and they're so advanced now. Technology took over, everything is online, even shopping. Malls used to be a lot busier back in the day. They still are very busy now, only on the weekends though, like Saturdays, Sundays, but it's just not the same, you know? Like, everything is different now with the new advanced technology and online and all these things that we have available for us. Like, it's just crazy to think about, you know? And they're even making robots now that are, like, humans. Like, so fucking scary. When I see videos about robots, I genuinely get so scared because I think about, like, how these robots can control us one day and they can replace people. That's genuinely terrifying to me. And I remember I saw that one video on TikTok where they were talking to, I think it was a Tesla robot or just like a regular robot, I don't remember, but they were talking to it and it was moving and talking and answering like a human being. Like, how is it so smart? And it's not even an actual person. Like, I can't even comprehend that, honestly. It's so scary to me. And just the fact that we're experiencing this, it feels so dystopian. Like, I don't know about you guys, but it really does feel dystopian and crazy to think about and kind of scary at the same time. It makes me question how life is going to be in the next 20 years. You know, like, I'm so curious to see how life is going to be like 20 years from now. It's kind of scary to think about, but you know, what can you do? There's nothing we can really do other than watch it happen and deal with it. Oh, look at the cars. Oh my goodness. The fact that I have like my little recording studio outside in the garage now is probably the reason why I'm having to deal with these sounds. But honestly, even when I record in my room, I still have to deal with it. Like, I don't know why. It's just annoying recording in general. Like, at night, I feel like it's worse. No, actually. During the day is worse. I don't know. I don't know when is the right time to record at this point. Like, I just do it whenever I can, which is almost every single night. Now I'm starting to work at nights more outside because the weather is pretty and I don't have to deal with it being freezing cold. And I can actually sit down and enjoy doing it. But yeah, the sounds aren't going to stop me. Don't worry. The grind's going to keep going. Hopefully no more sounds interrupt, though. But, throat. Stop it. Yeah, where were we about robots and stuff? Yeah, I don't know, y'all. It's just scary to think about these things. And I'm really curious to know your thoughts and opinions on them. Like, how do you feel about this and everything going on in the world and how the world is just changing and stuff? Scary, but anyways, moving on. I feel like I'm only talking about negative things. Am I? I'm trying to be positive, but I don't really know what to talk about. Ooh, actually, here is a positive thing, you guys. I don't want to jinx myself, but I haven't gotten spring allergies. You know how, so if you've been here for a while, you know how I struggle with spring allergies and I die and I get so congested, my eyes start tearing, I start sneezing. It sucks. But thankfully, oh my gosh, thankfully, I don't want to jinx myself, but this year, it's not there. Like, I don't have spring allergies. It's so weird. Am I the only one? Like, what about you guys? Do any of you, are you suffering from spring allergies, or is anyone else in the same boat as me? Because I'm like, this is weird. I've been having spring allergies since I was like, I don't know, 17 years old. You know, it happens every single year, but this year it's not bad. So I'm not complaining. I'm very happy about it. But it's also good because I get to have my voice and I don't sound like I'm dying. You know, I don't sound like, my N's don't sound like M's, you know? that's what I hate the most about being congested, is like how I voice certain words. They just don't sound like how I want them to sound. I hate that. But yeah, so that is a positive thing I thought I'd share with you guys. What else is positive? This isn't really a negative or a positive thing, but since we always talk about movies at my rambles, the only movie I've watched since my last ramble was Challengers, which is Zendaya's new movie, if you haven't heard of it. It's basically about tennis, mostly, and about this girl who is a great tennis player, and she loves tennis, and she meets these two boys who are also great tennis players and they're best friends, but the boys are like in love with each other basically, and she ends up dating and marrying one of them and also fucking the other one. It's such a twisted and weird-ish story. I don't really know how I felt about that movie. It was definitely different. Zendaya's amazing. I love her acting. Any chance I get to watch her, I will take. She's so good, and she nailed her role. But I hated her character in that movie. Like, it was just, I don't want to spoil it in case you're watching, but I hated her character. I just didn't like it. I felt like she was so selfish. And yeah, I mean, she's a great actress, though. She played it amazingly, and so are the other people. It was definitely a weird movie. If I had to rate it, I would give it like a 5 out of 10, which might be a low rating, because I've seen a lot of people, they've been loving it lately, so I'm the only one that doesn't. I wouldn't say I don't like it, but I definitely don't love it. I'm in the middle, you know. I don't know how I feel about it. I'm still trying to make that out, but I wouldn't rewatch it, you know. It's definitely a one-time watch, but if any of you ever watched it, tell me what you think of it. Tell me if you like it, what you like about it, because I'm curious to know. But I definitely didn't love it myself. But there are a lot of movies I'm excited for. There's Ryan Gosling's new movie with Emily Blunt. It's called The Fall Guy. I'm excited for that. I'm excited for, what else is coming? I saw a lot of new movies are coming out. Inside Out comes out in June. I can't wait for that. I found out that Mufasa comes out in December, which is so long from now. What else? I know there's another movie I'm missing that's coming out, but oh, the Garfield movie. I don't know about you guys, but I love Garfield. I grew up watching Garfield, and my cat kind of looks like Garfield, so I'm excited for that movie. I definitely want to watch it. It was Garfield and Tom and Jerry for me growing up. I watched those two religiously, and yeah, I don't know. Let me know what other movies I'm missing and what movies you guys have been watching and what you want to watch, because I absolutely love going to the cinema and just watching new stuff and grabbing popcorn, sitting down, relaxing, you know. It's just such a nice experience. There's nothing bad to say about it, really, except for when I go on the weekends, because I hate it. It's so busy, and I hate going on the weekends, especially Saturday, Sunday. Friday's okay, but the other days, they're just so busy, especially if there's a new, like, popular showing, then it's, like, kind of unbearable. But other than that, I love it. Because personally, me, I don't like a lot of crowds. I don't like a lot of people. No, not that I don't like people. I just don't like when there's a lot of people in one place, if that makes sense. Like, I hate it. I like when places are a little calm and I'm not feeling overwhelmed, you know? But I don't know if that's just a me thing. Like, I want to say I'm antisocial. I'm not. I'm really good at talking to people, but I feel like I'm in the middle of introvert and extrovert, you know, leaning towards introvert. You gotta protect my peace somehow. But yeah, what else has been new with me? What else am I missing, you guys? I don't know. I'm starting to draw a blank. But I definitely don't want to end the ramble here, because I feel like I always have something new to talk about. Every time I stop recording a ramble, I think about something I should have talked about every single time. And I think, oh my god, shit, I should have talked about this. Like, why does this happen all the time? And even before recording a ramble, I think about all of the things I want to talk about. Sometimes I even write it in my notes so I don't forget. Because I want to keep you guys as updated as possible. Oh yeah, let's talk about this. This is something interesting that happened to me. Yesterday. Someone commented on one of my YouTube videos and he told me that someone on Spotify has been stealing and re-uploading my content. And I'm not going to say what their handle is because their page was taken down now. But he told me what their handle was. I looked it up and I found out that they literally downloaded and reposted every single one of my YouTube videos on Spotify. And they had some kind of like website where they have my audios behind a paywall. So you have to subscribe to listen to exclusive content. And that exclusive content is mine. It's free audios on YouTube. Like, I feel so bad for people who actually fall for that and they think that person is who's behind the audios. That's so disgusting to me. I absolutely hate people that steal my work and they benefit and profit from it. Like, you guys can imagine, like, that's a slap to the face. I hate it and it makes me feel like crap. And it just makes me question, like, why are people so horrible? Like, why can't you record your own stuff and post it? Why do you have to steal mine? And the fact that they had, like, a fake profile picture and everything. Oh my god, it's crazy. And that, I don't even know. Like, I don't have any of my audios on Spotify. So if you ever see me, or not me, but if you ever hear my voice and see one of my audios uploaded somewhere outside of Patreon and YouTube, please, please, please let me know, because you guys help me so much when you come to me and you tell me, truly, I'm so grateful for you guys. Like, if that person hadn't commented, I wouldn't have seen it. And the fact that they did meant the world, because I filed a claim and I talked to Spotify and I told them, this person is stealing my content and they're basically making money off it, every single one of my audios, so please take down their page. And Spotify got back to me today and they told me that they took care of it, thank God. And this isn't the first time it happens. This happens all the time. Almost every single month, I find out there's someone new pretending to be me and stealing my work. It happens all the time. And I guess considering the fact that I have a bigger following in the audio community, that's inevitable. I can't avoid it. But it sucks, and I try to avoid it as much as I can because I want my work to be exclusive to you guys, you know? Because you pay to listen to me. And the fact that somebody will go out of their way to post the stuff outside, it's just so disgusting, you know? Like, I don't appreciate that. I hate it so much. And it is just truly frustrating, and I hate having to deal with it. But thankfully, somehow I always end up getting rid of that person, but then they always come back. So there's nothing I can do to avoid it in the future. But yeah, if you guys ever see any of my work being posted on Reddit or Twitter or God knows where, please let me know. Spotify, everywhere, let me know. I really would appreciate it. Because I just want to make sure that you guys are getting my exclusive work. I want to give you the best audios out there. And even on YouTube, I want my subscribers and the people that aren't subscribed to me to get all of my work. You know, because I work so hard on these audios, truly. I put all of my personality and energy into them. So the fact that people love and appreciate them, that means the world. So when I see someone stealing it, I get so sad. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, why is this happening? But whatever, at least I managed to take care of it on my own. And all I can do is just ask you guys to keep a lookout and let me know, please. Because I know I can count on you. You guys are amazing. But anyways, enough of that. I just thought I'd let you guys know because I think it's crazy. My phone just fell, of course. But, yeah, you guys, welcome to my life. It's tough out here, but we end up making it work. You guys are worth it. Trust me, I love you all so much. And to know that you appreciate me and my work, it means the world, and I don't think there's anything more I can ask for. I love you guys so much. Really, you're the reason I'm here. And you're the reason I can continue to do this and love it and enjoy it. So thank you so much. If you've made it this far into the audio, which is crazy because it's almost been 26 minutes, please leave an emoji. I'm not gonna say which emoji. Let's do like a beach themed emoji. Maybe like a shell, a fish, a mermaid, whatever it is, waves. Because we talked about the beach, you know, and also we're in the summer mood. I'm so excited for June and July and summer, you guys. I hope you all have an amazing May, and I love you so much, and I'm already looking forward to talking to you in my next ramble. Bye.